I praise and thank God for this beautiful morning time that God has given us to come in His presence before His precious word. For this morning's meditation, let's turn to Psalms 10, verses 1 to 12. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, and the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Since this psalm does not have any introduction, the Septuagint translation joins this psalm with the ninth and makes them one. But the Hebrew version considers this as a separate psalm, as it is complete in itself. In this psalm, we can see the cry of the oppressed as he complains of the wickedness of the people who rebel against God. Though it seems that the wicked will prevail in his wickedness, the psalmist ends the psalm with the hope that the proud sinner will be judged by the Lord, who is the King forever at his right hand. The psalm introduces itself with the thought that goes through the mind of an oppressed sufferer that cries, Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Sometimes it seems like God is standing afar off as he does not hear our cry and reach out his hand to help us in the times of trouble. It seems as if we are left alone in our troubles, and this is the worst thought that can creep into the heart of a believer. And that takes away all the joy and strength of his spiritual life. At the same time, this thought tests the faith of a person upon the Lord. And the one who truly trusts the Lord will emerge victorious in this battle that goes on in his mind. Look at the heroes of faith of the old who stood firm against this thought and suppressed the roaring waves that came to destroy them forever. They slept in the den of lions, were ready to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Some may even embrace death without desiring deliverance. They emerged as fine gold that withstood the test of fire. As a child of God, how do we face that thought? Do we just ignore it? Or do we spend time alone in the presence of the Lord to take our roots deep into the love of God so that we are strong enough to face this strong weapon of the enemy that tries to weaken us spiritually? Remember, the biggest battlefield of a person is in his mind, that receives thousands of poisonous arrows of the enemy each day. Even if you are alone up on the mountains or down in the valleys, this sorrow will follow you. That is why the scripture warns us to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Why does God allow this to happen in our lives? This is very much needed for a person who loves the Lord and walks in the path of the Lord, to understand that we cannot survive a moment without the Lord. Man walked out of the garden thinking life will be easy if he does things his own way, follows his own rules and regulations according to his corrupted wisdom. But we see the result of that decision around us, the same things which the psalmist describes about the wicked people in the verses which we read above. They arrogantly hunt down the poor. They brag about their evil desires. They praise the greedy and curse the Lord. The wicked are too proud to seek God, and all his thoughts are, there is no God. Yet they succeed in everything they do. They do not see the judgment of the Lord that is waiting them. His mouth is filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue are mischief and iniquity. The helpless are crushed. They sink down and fall by the might of the wicked. We can see the cruel face of sin which rules man with all its lusts. Man is reaping the consequences of his decision that he took to be the Lord of his life, and now he knows very well the bitterness of the golden cup that he drank, ignoring the faithfulness of the Lord, his Creator. God allows this to happen so that in eternity, in new heavens and earth, man will never embrace sin, ignoring the blessed will of the Lord in his life. In the midst of all this evil, the hope and comfort of a child of God is that there is a great judgment day which will bring an end to all this evil. Let us not lose heart and allow the arrows of the enemy to take away the strength of our spiritual life. Let us live each day with the hope of that bright eternity where we will be with our Lord forever. And may the Lord help us for that. Let us pray. Father, we praise you and thank you for this beautiful time and thank you for your precious word. Lord, when the enemy tries to disappoint us, firing his arrows, Lord, help us to love you and to trust you. Your promises are there. Your word is there in our hands. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Help us, Lord, to always trust you and run the race that is before us with patience. Help us to overcome every arrow of the enemy and finish the race. Help us to grow spiritually. May your name be glorified. Thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless each one of us. Our Lord is coming very soon. Maranatha.